Through the Hussein is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us on Muharram 1445 because we're going to speak about the captives of Karbala.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
Today, Saturday, is the 11th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding the 7th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As I told you, today we're going to listen a little more about captives of Karbala. Now the night of homeless Sham-e Ghariban. It was after Asr on the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, lay dead. The earth has trembled. Furat, the river, had broken its banks. From the camp of the family of the Holy Prophet, such lamentation arose as had never been heard before. Umar, son of Sa'd, received a letter from Ubaidullah, son of Ziyad. The governor of Kufa instructed that they should not be satisfied with the death of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. His body must be subjected to the ultimate insult of being trampled by the hooves of horses, and this was done to the grandson of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. As the sun was setting in the horizon, the soldiers rushed to Imam Hussein's camp in search of booty. They looted every tent. Sakina's earrings were pulled off her ears, splitting her earlobes. When the little girl pleaded for her veil to be left untouched, she was slapped. Surely they would stop now, but they did not. They set fire to all the tents. Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, was very distressed. Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, gathered everyone and waited outside while their tents burned down. When the fire was out, they took shelter under one of the tents which had not been completely destroyed. As the night descended, Lady Zainab gathered all the ladies and children into one small space in between the gutted tents. Imam Zainul Abidin lay on the ground surrounded by these widows and orphans. There was no fire, no light. Only the moon cast its dull light. Dear brothers and sisters, on Muharram, on the night of homeless Sham-e Ghariban, please accept our condolences and keep us in your dua and supplication.
So the family of Imam al-Hussein, they were ordered to wait outside of Damascus so that the city can be decorated, because there's going to be a huge parade tomorrow. There's going to be a parade where the family of Imam al-Hussein, these so-called rebels, they're going to be brought in. So they began to decorate the city. They invited guests and dignitaries from all over the world, even from the Roman Empire. Individuals who were Christian, they were invited. And then they brought in the family of Imam al-Hussein on the first of Safar. On the first of Safar, they brought in the family of Imam al-Hussein and they entered through a door by the name of Bab Tuma, which is a door that is still there right now in Damascus. The family of Imam al-Hussein and along with the heads that were martyred, the heads of those shuhada on the day of Ashura, they were brought in. And Yazid was standing on a very high place in his palace, and he was looking at the heads being brought into the city, the heads on top of spears. So he began to say this poem, and this is something that is attributed to him. No one questions whether Yazid said this or not. The debate is whether Yazid is a Muslim after saying this, or is he not a Muslim after saying this? He began to say, لَمَّا بَدَتْ تِلْكَ الْحُمُولِ وَأَشْرَقَتْ تِلْكَ الشُّمُوسِ عَلَى رُبَى جَيْرُونِي نَعِبَ الْغُرَابُ فَقُلْتُ صِحْ أَوْ لَمْ تَصِحْ فَلَقَدْ قَضَيْتُ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ دُيُونِي. He says, when I see the shining heads like the sun, تِلْكَ الرُّؤُوء تِلْكَ الْحُمُولِ وَأَشْرَقَتْ تِلْكَ الشُّمُوسِ, he calls them like the suns because they were raised on the spear. Ala ruba jayruni, the place that they were brought in was called Jayrun. Na'ib al-ghurab fa qultu sih aw lam tasih falaqad qadaytu min an-nabiy duyuni. He heard a crow yelling or making a sound. He tells the crow, make whatever sound you want. I have taken back my debt from the prophet. Why? What does he mean? He means that the prophet killed my ancestors in the battle of Badr. Now I killed his own children.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. This part entitled Moving Towards Kufa, and you're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. After the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, passed the night after Ashura in Karbala. In the afternoon of 11th of Muharram, Umar ibn Sa'd's army gathered Ahlul Bayt and the survivors from Imam's companions and took them to Kufa. Umar ibn Sa'd's army moved the caravan of captives toward the battlefield and passed them by the bodies of martyrs while they were weeping, crying, and hitting their faces. Ibn Qais at-Tamimi says, whatever I forget, I will not forget the saying of Zainab, Fatima's daughter, when she was passing by the fallen body of her brother Hussein. O Muhammad, O Muhammad, may the angels of the heaven salute you. This is Al-Hussein, fallen on the desert, immersed in blood, his body torn to pieces. O Muhammad, these are your daughters. They are being taken captives. Your children are slain. He adds, she made the friend and enemy cry. On behalf of cast and crew of this program, today's special, we offer our condolences on the sad occasion of Shaum-e Qariban, the night of homeless. This is the poem related to the topic of this episode of today's special, Poetry Corner.
The angels are overcome with sorrow and cannot bear to see the innocent's plight. Silence is pierced by grief of those left behind. In all of history, this must be the darkest night. The desert looks at itself in shock. Innocent blood and tears are soaked in its sins. By murdering the family of the prophet, they have the prophet's own blood on their hands. The sun is hiding, scared to come out in the darkness of such sadness. It is drowned. How can it shine on the scattered pieces of the innocent? Where can these people of light be found? But now the loved ones have died, and the remaining innocent are tied in chains. From this night, the world would remember forever the sacrifice and martyrdom of Al-Hussein.
Once the family of Imam al-Hussein, they were brought into Damascus, they were ordered for the family to be tied up. Now, throughout the whole trip, the family were not tied up to one another. They had their own individual chains on themselves. But in order to take them to Yazid, they were ordered for them to be tied up to each other. So Imam Zain al-Abidin, he says, I was tied with the metal was attached to my hand and on my neck, and that was attached to my aunt Sayyida Zainab. Imagine the family of Rasulullah, this is how they are being treated in the Muslim capital. In front of a person who's claiming to be the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And they began to parade them through the streets and through the towns in Damascus. And the city was decorated. One of the narrators by the name of Zayd ibn Arqam, he's a Sahabi of Rasulullah. He says, I saw the head of Aba Abdullah on a spear and the long beard of Imam al-Hussein. The wind was playing with the beard of Aba Abdullah, moving it to the right and to the left. And I heard the head of Imam al-Hussein reciting the Quran, saying, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا فَقُلْتُ رَأْسُكَ أَعْجَبْ وَأَعْجَبْ يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He says, I heard the head of Imam al-Hussein reciting the Quran, and I said, your head is stranger than the people, the story of the people of the cave. Another narrator by the name of Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'di, also a companion of Rasulullah, he says, I entered unto Sham and I saw that the city was decorated. So I asked, Ali ahl al-Sham Eidun la na'rifuhu nahnu? Is there a Eid that we don't know about? A Eid, an Islamic holiday that we don't know about? So they tell me the family of Hussein is being brought in today. He says, I said, Subhanallah, the family of Rasulullah are being paraded in the city and the city is considering it a day of Eid. He said, I went to the place where the family, where the parade was passing, and I saw a lady. She looked like she was the leader. That was Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam. He says, I go to her. I tell her, أنا سهل بن سعد الساعدي من من رأى جدكم رسول الله. I am سهل بن سعد. I am from the ones who saw your grandfather رسول الله. ألكم حاجة? Is there something that I could do? He says, she tells me, يا سهل بن سعد, do you have some money? He says, what do you need with the money? He said, she tells me, go and give one of the guards that is carrying the head of Aba Abdullah some money, and tell him to go away from the woman. فَلَقَدْ خُزِينَا مِنْ كَثْرَةِ النَّظَرِ إِلَيْنَا. He said, let them go. Let the man take the head away from the woman, because when people are looking at the head, they're looking at the family of Imam al-Hussein as well.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us on today, 11th of Muharram, 1445, the night of homeless Sham-e Ghariban. Please keep us in your prayers and dua. and fi amanillah. Assalamu alayk, ya Abu Abdul.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.